Welcome back to In This Space with me, your host, Taylor Nicole. I know it's been way too long. I mean, I guess the last time I released an episode was in April. So I'm glad to be back. It's been a lot going on with finishing up my third year of grad school and then transitioning to my fourth year of grad school, final year, and moving, and just a lot of transitions, and also my birthday, you know, turned 24, which is so exciting too, and thank the Lord for another year to honor and glorify Him, and I'm thankful. But it's just been a lot going on, so I'm glad to be back. So recently, I just need to start getting more real on here. For real, because this is not a cakewalk. It has its ups and downs, but it's definitely such a fruitful, rewarding journey, but it does have its ups and downs. Or maybe it has its ups and it has its flat, like plateaus, like just, we're just flatlining, we're just going straight. Maybe it doesn't have its downs. It's just whatever you make it. But recently I was just feeling like spiritually, like lethargic, I guess you would say, or like spiritually dry. And I have been seeing some posts that were just talking about how, like, you know, we need to get, like, okay, there's oils, old school oils, not old school oils, old school lamps that burn by oil, and the flame is only ignited by pouring the oil and lighting it. And so I saw a post about this, but I've been seeing posts similar to this for a while that was saying that, like, what we need to keep that fire going is the oil of the secret place and not the oil of church and like the ministry and things like that. And I have been very involved for a good while. And so it's kind of funny that transitioning and moving and having to find a new kind of like ministry and feeling like spiritually dry. So I was like, okay, like maybe the oil I'm trying to use to burn my fire is only ministry. Like, it wasn't only ministry oil, so to speak, at first, but it started transitioning to that. And I had to start getting back into my secret place. And I started realizing, you know, like, I was, this year is prayerful, that's the word. And I wanted to get into prayer a lot this year and work on it. And I've been reading and growing and learning in that area and just recognizing the power of prayer, recognizing that I was praying, you know, unexpectedly and just kind of hopelessly, acting like my God is not a God that works miracles, not a God that heals, a God that has power, acting like Jesus's name has no power at the end of the prayer, that kind of thing. Like, just praying just to pray, just to check off a to-do list. But I was like, no, we have to get back into the secret place, which was my scheduled prayers that I started doing, because I saw how Jesus would spend time with his Father and he would go off and do his thing. And I wanted to be like that. I wanted to go off and communicate with God. And I was realizing I just hadn't been communicating with God a lot. I want to lean on him. I want it to be a natural urge. I fall and bust my knee naturally. I call out to God. I pray to God. I get a raise at my job naturally. I'm praising God. I see somebody's family member pass away naturally. I'm praying for them. I want these things to be natural. Like, I got an A on my test, naturally I'm going to praise and thank God. Like, all these things, I want to just be a natural tendency, and it's not natural for us to communicate with God. Now, of course, it depending on where you are in your walk, it just might be more natural for you, or it might not be something that you struggle with. But there's a season and there's a time, and there's been times that I didn't struggle with this, and then there's been times that I do. So that's just something that I was really thinking about. And operating on my own strength is really not the way to go when you get burnt out, and it's harder when you're operating on your own strength. But yet we have a God who says, come to him, all who are weary and burdened, and like his yoke is light, and yet we try to carry all these things on our own. And we're called to pray, to give our worries, to give our burdens, to give our thoughts all to the Lord, not just like one or the other. And so I was like, I need to get back into prayer, because there's a lot of things I probably could have prayed about and talked to God about that I haven't. And so that's just my kind of two cents on just really getting back into praying and spending time with God and communicating with Him. But this kind of does go with what I was thinking about a little bit. On the topic of this word that y'all might not even know, which is cool because I just learned it yesterday. Hanani, it's a Hebrew word for here I am, and I'll get into what that means and why I even put it in the title, but also just waiting on the Lord. Truly, before we get started, I do this all the time, but let's pray first before we get started. Lord, I pray that you cover every single listener who is tuned in today. I pray that you would cover their ears. And Lord, I pray that you would remove the veils from their heart so that they could take in your word in whatever way they need to. And I pray that they would be blessed by this message. I pray that you, the Holy Spirit, would allow me to teach and preach this message in the way that it needs to be received. And I just pray that this message is spoken with love and received in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, y'all. So I really want to talk about the topic of waiting, and also the topic of, being obedient to God and, those callings that we get, for different things, because honestly, like, we're all waiting on something. We're all waiting on something, and some of the good things that we have didn't come just right away. They came with a waiting period. Sometimes they're waiting on a new car, like a new house, or just an upgrade in life, like just an upgrade, whether that be a house, an apartment, a new apartment. Sometimes we're waiting to get in a relationship, we're waiting to date, we're waiting to get married, or we're waiting for a new job, or we're wanting and waiting to grow our families. We're just or maybe we're just wanting provision. We're waiting for that provision from God. Or we're just even sometimes we're waiting on somebody to come to Christ, or somebody to change, or somebody to stop doing certain things, or maybe you're waiting on yourself to grow out of old habits, or just things like that. Like, we're all waiting on something. For me, one of the biggest things, like, was that I moved about three times over the past 4 years, and they were really big moves. But this third move was really the biggest move, just because I had way more stuff. And obviously, I'm married now too, and I have more animals than I did before. So it was definitely much more interesting. But In those moments like that, all my moves, but especially this one, I had to really trust God. I had to lean on God. And I've learned, even when I'm not perfect, I've learned that these moments are testing your faith. And I understand now that, like, in this moment, I don't need to run from God. I need to lean on Him. I need to trust Him. I need to have faith that He's going to provide on my journey and at my destination. And so it's hard. It's hard. It works a muscle that is not natural for us as humans. We tend to want to do things on our own or run away from God, not run to Him and allow Him to be there with us. And so I always say I'm in my Abraham era. I don't know if it's come to an end, but I looked at Abraham and, his life and just see, the things that he did. And I just really use that as an example. And so Abraham was called, well, his first name is Abram and it changed to Abraham, the father of many nations. But Abraham went to the promised land, and that was in Genesis 12. God called him to take his relatives, to take his family, to take all his possessions, and to journey to the promised land of Canaan. He had faith to do that. He didn't ask questions. He said, okay, God said it, I'm gonna do it. And he also had faith. He had faith, y'all, in Genesis 15, where he would had faith that God would bless him with a child. They went outside and they looked at the stars, and the stars were numerous. And so he was like, God was like, I'm gonna bless you with numerous offspring. But of course, I love that too. It's like, God promised to him when him and his wife were hopeless. God promised to Abraham that he would have a child one day. And this did take a while, but in that moment, he believes, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And that was in Genesis 15:6. But now, if you fast forward, Abraham was beginning to idolize his son. So in between this, Sarai or Sarah convinced Abraham to sleep with the slave Hagar or Hagar. And so then Hagar bore Ishmael. But then later on, Sarai ends up pregnant and has Isaac. Abraham was beginning to idolize his son and just really beginning to idolize the promise that was in the son Isaac. And so God tested Abraham and pretty much said, you need to sacrifice your son. And y'all, if somebody told you to sacrifice your child, especially God, you would have been like, there would have been a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of, you sure? You sure about that? But Abraham, he was like, okay, like based off his actions, he was like, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. And he asked him to sacrifice his son, and he was about to do it. But the angel of the Lord told him, like, he didn't have to do it anymore. The angel of the Lord came, and you know what Abraham said? He said, Hanani. He said, here I am, y'all. He didn't run. He didn't run because I would have been so shook and so scared. He didn't run. He said, Hanani. He said, here I am. He said, here I am. Now, if we look back to like Genesis, y'all, Adam and Eve hid from God. God was looking for them and they hid because of their shame. But now, fast forward in this moment, Abraham was like open and willing to be seen by God. And that's just so crazy to me because I would have been so just so shook. Like, so shook. Like, you just asked me to kill my son just to test me. My blood would have been like, my hands would have been shaking and everything. That's just so crazy to me. Like, another moment that we saw the word Hineni, or here I am, was when the angel of the Lord lit up the bush, which is what is known as the burning bush. And the Lord was like looking for Moses, and he said, "Here I am," or Hineni again. And that, I really just, there's just so many moments that you think about, like, they could have ran or been so shook that they revealed themselves to the Lord, and they pretty much were revealing that they were open and willing to be in the presence of God. And the Lord pretty much, okay, y'all. The Lord wants a relationship with us. He wants a relationship with us. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to come to Him. And now we get to come to the Lord freely through prayer. Now we get to communicate with our God in prayer because of Jesus. And I'm so thankful for that. But if we're not even spending time in prayer, it's like, how are we, growing that relationship with God? How are we, communicating with God? We have to be in our prayer. We have to be inviting the Lord into our plans, into our thoughts, into our lives. You are not too, like, you're not damaged goods to where you can't come to God anymore. That's the thing, is He still, despite what you do, despite what you've done, He still wants you to come to Him. Of course, you can repent. Of course, repent, 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 and He will forgive you. But He wants a relationship with you. So in your life, this is honestly, here I am is kind of like a surrender. Like, say, here I am, Lord. Like, I'm willing to move. I'm willing to stay. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to change. I'm here. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere until you say, until you say. Now that part kind of is the beginning stages of this journey. But there's also the waiting part that we need to get into. We need to. So in the beginning, I was talking about that we're all waiting on something. So with that waiting, you can either wait hopefully and expectantly, or you can do the exact opposite. When you're waiting, you should have hope, and you should have hope that God is going to do what you're hoping for, or that whatever he does have for you is in his plans, and it's better than what you had even thought of or what you wanted. But you should also be waiting, like, expectantly. You should be assuming that the Lord will work on your behalf because he loves you. And it might be different than what you expected, but you should still be expecting. It can be so hard just to wait. And, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, you still might have been waiting for a few years. You still might have been waiting for a few months. Waiting is what grows us. But we, as, you know, followers of Christ, we can wait with hope. Just like we're waiting for the Lord to come. That hope, you know, like, we're waiting, we're waiting hopefully and expectantly, because he does not break his promises and he does not break his word. And if his word says that that is what's going to happen, it is going to happen. It might not happen in our lifetime, but it's going to happen. That is waiting expectantly and waiting hopefully. Just know that whatever you're waiting for, it might not happen in your timing, and it might be different than what you expected, because, you know, God's plans are better than our own, and sometimes things are different than we expected. But don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I feel like I want to show y'all, I can find the verse. Let me see. Let me find this verse. Okay. So before we finish off, I want to read Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. And it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There is no limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Youths may become faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint." Trust in the Lord and he will renew your strength. So don't operate on your own strength, especially while you're waiting. If God has called you anywhere, look, if God has called you to do anything, don't operate in your own strength. If God has you waiting, don't operate in your own strength, because it gets harder and harder the more you rely on your own strength. Psalms 62, 5 through 8 says, "Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depend on him. My strong rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge." Y'all, we have to wait patiently, you know. Just stay prayed up. Like, that's so crazy that I said all of that just to say stay prayed up. But for real, prayer is powerful. Prayer is necessary. You have to stay in prayer. Don't lose hope. That's the last thing you want to do. That's easier said than done. But don't lose hope, you know. I'm telling you, that's my favorite thing is seeing Abraham and Sarah be blessed with their children, and also knowing that God had promised that to them when they were in such distress. I'm telling you, the Lord is with you. You need to just remain steadfast and remain hopeful. And your time is coming. Your time is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I have faith. I know that it is. So whatever it is that you're waiting on, wait hopefully, wait expectantly. And if God has called you somewhere, told you to do something, you better do it. But that's all I have for you guys today. I hope this was motivating. I hope you felt the presence of God on this podcast today, and I hope that you felt encouraged. And I just hope you guys have a blessed, blessed day.